The Old Testament lesson is from the prophet Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, and many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe you will be rolled up. Like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, we made it to Christmas. If you don't have all your stuff done now, it's too late. Author, Jan Struther, had a quote in one of her books. However much one groaned about it beforehand, however much one hated making arrangements and doing up parcels and ordering several days' meals in advance, when it actually happened, Christmas Day was always fun. For some, Christmas is a disappointment. Businesses might say they didn't make the sales they had hoped to make during the season. And then, of course, tomorrow starts all the returns. Stay away from Walmart. Oh, speaking of Walmart, watch this. Within a week, they'll already have Valentine's Day decorations up. That's what I said. Christmas can be a disappointment. For the workers, it's, oh, no, it's Christmas. Now we've got to change the decorations to Valentine's Day. But how will you properly celebrate Christmas Day? The only way to do it is the way of a child. The gospel lesson is a well-known text from John. And it talks about a child, a baby, a son. God decided to make himself visible by becoming human. Only by being like a child can you truly keep Christmas. This morning we'll look deeper into the meaning of Christmas. What can we learn from the child and witness about the child? First, we need to be ready when God speaks. The Bible says sometimes a little child will lead them. Think of the Old Testament story of Naaman the Syrian. Top general of the Syrian kingdom, had leprosy, and he had a servant girl who was Hebrew, who said to him, "We have a great prophet in the land who can heal you." And Naaman had to go down to Judah, talk to the prophet, and you remember the story, he had to bathe in the Jordan River 7 times, but it took a child to teach him. A child was called to our Lord's knee, where the Lord proclaimed, "To enter the kingdom of God, you have to be like a little child." It was a child who brought fish and bread to Jesus so that he could feed the multitudes. And in Isaiah 9:6, it says, "To us a child is born, to us a son is given." We see the baby Jesus, especially we see him in our manger scenes at home. But we also have a tendency, or could, forget that he's also God. We hear the angel's message to the shepherds, and it's very clear that he is the Son of God. But some people are not ready to receive him as a child. Even during when Jesus was born, there were people not ready for his birth. Take the Roman legions outside of Jerusalem. That famous Christmas carol that says, "Bethlehem, how sweet we see thee lie." Well, that's an exaggeration. 6 years before Jesus was born, there was a major revolt in Israel over taxes. Go figure, people didn't want to pay taxes, so they revolted. Rome put the revolt down. We read from Luke that there's yet another tax, and each had to go to their hometown to be taxed. The Roman legion was called out to keep the peace, so they weren't ready. Herod's palace certainly wasn't ready. We see that with the coming of the wise men. But born in a lowly manger to a virgin named Mary was the Christ child. The wise astronomer saw the star and traveled a great distance to see the Christ child. But are you ready today? Are you ready to bow down before the manger? Are you ready to look into the manger and see the true miracle? At some McDonald's where they have playlands, and I don't think the two here in Franklin do have playlands, but some of them have the entryway into the play area is much shorter. And the idea is if you have to duck to get in, you're too big to go in there to play. So you have to be of a certain size. Well, for us, it's the size of our ego that keeps us from entering the kingdom of God that the babe brings. Jesus says in Luke 18:17, Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. For this is the only way. We need the simplicity of a child to say, yes, I'm a sinner. Daily, I fall short of God's expectations. And this baby Jesus, whose birth we celebrate today, is my Savior. We need a Savior when sin tempts us, or when we're devising a God of our own liking, or when we doubt God's love for us, we are in need of a Savior. Forgive me, Lord, for being selfish and impatient. Now, with childlike faith, we have to say, O Lord, forgive me. Many things in life weigh heavily upon us, fear, sorrows, work, or responsibilities. But we can learn from a six-year-old little girl named Becky. She came from a particularly rough household. Mom and Dad used to fight and scream for hours on end, and Becky had to hide in her room for safety. When it came to the Sunday school Christmas program, Becky played a sheep, perfect role for little introverted Becky. But afterwards, in the Sunday school room, the Sunday school teacher realized Becky wasn't there. So she found Becky holding the baby Jesus, singing, Jesus loves me. Becky found peace in the midst of all the chaos around her. Jesus is the source of our celebration. Do you have a childlike faith to see the babe in the manger? Whoever receives the kingdom of God like a child will enter it. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, those who have the faith of a child will want to witness to him like the shepherds. In verse 17 of Luke's gospel, when the shepherds had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. We need to be like the shepherds and tell others about this babe. Only as you witness to this child with unabashed simplicity of faith of the little ones of the kingdom of God can you truly celebrate Christmas. This very day in David's town, your Savior is born, Christ the Lord. Give yourself up to him as he gave himself up for us on the cross. By the power of the Holy Spirit, make a Christmas gift of yourself as you tell others how Christmas is fulfilled in your eternal salvation through this wondrous child. Luther had a comment in one of his sermons on the text from Luke about the shepherds. He said, this is wrong. We should correct this passage to read. They went and shaved their heads, fasted, sold their rosaries, and put on the cowls, the hood that the monks used to wear. He said, instead we read, the shepherds returned. Why? They had to take care of the sheep. They had seen the Christ child, but now they return to their everyday life and are taking care of the sheep. What does that teach us? We go back home, we go back to our jobs, we see our neighbors. The sheep are still waiting. Explain like a child what this babe will do for all of us. Through the actions of this little child, a Savior is born, and the gates of heaven were opened for us. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.